So a couple of weeks ago, I posted... Hey, producer, Cosmic Dreamer. Ease up a little on that reverb. I can hear myself echoing in these headphones immensely. Hold on. Just, there you go. Take the reverb completely off. All right. Teaching Cosmic Dreamer how to be a producer. He loves the reverb. I'm sorry. But a couple of weeks ago, I posted on my personal Facebook page. I said, and trust me, for me to post on my personal Facebook page, unless it's something to do with the Paranormal Patriot or multiple myselfs and Tommy V, I usually do not post on my personal Facebook page. But I got a bug up my behind and I just posted on a whim and I said, is it me or is this coronavirus? Does it look like the beginning of a bad zombie movie? Because it does. There is a lot about this coronavirus that really, truly scares me. In this week's episode, I'm going to go digging into the rabbit hole. I've got my tinfoil hat strapped tight to my head because I am going to do something I normally do not do. I am going to pull out some maybe unsubstantiated claims, but they are claims that make sense, I guess, for the lack of a better word. They are claims that make sense. They are eyewitness testimonies of things that are happening in China that are not substantiated by the Chinese government or the mainstream media, but are seen on YouTube that nobody else is really seeing. In this episode, this is a huge episode of the Paranormal Patriot. For the most part, I try to be very down-to-earth, very source-driven. In other words, if I'm going to tell you something, it's been substantiated and substantiated tenfold. In this episode, I'm throwing that out to the sheets of the wind. I'm going to say, you know what, screw having sources, because this is too important. There is video, there is eyewitness testimony, there is on-the-ground reports of people in China that are telling you exactly what is going on in China, and that is 180 degrees different from what we are being told here in America. I am going to use audio clips. I'm going to use my sources that have told me things that are downright scary. I know back when the Ebola craze was going on, I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, this is Ebola version 2 for Tom. This, I think, is something different. I'm going to tell you what the coronavirus is. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen with this coronavirus. And I'm going to tell you how you, and trust me, this is very important, how you prepare and protect yourself and your family against the coronavirus. Because I really, truly think that this is another pandemic. Because this is something that we are seeing things that we have never seen before in modern times. There's cities quarantined. There's actions that have not been implemented since we, who are listening to the show, we have never seen this. Something's going on. Our governments know more than they are letting on. So what I want to do, I want to tell you what is going on, what I think is going to happen. And this is based on what I'm seeing, and more importantly, what my sources are telling me. My sources in China, I have a very, very broad audience in China that listen to this show every week. They are telling me things that you don't hear. I have sources on American soil that are telling me, Tom, you're not getting the whole scoop. I've warned my family. I have told my family what we're going to do. And it is my duty to tell you what I tell my family. Because honestly, from everything I am hearing, this may be life and death. Because not only is this just a normal cold virus, but it is much, much more. So please, please stay with me for the duration of this show. I have no idea how long this show may be. It may be a half hour show. It may be an hour and a half show. It all depends on how much information I can get out to you. So please stay with me for the duration of the show, because it is extremely important to you and your family that you know the truth. You know what is going on, and you know how to protect yourself, and you know how to prepare for what is coming. Because from everything I'm hearing, our government here in America, if you live in America, and even in the UK and Australia, my Australian listeners, you know it's in your country. They are preparing for a mass pandemic. You need to know how to survive a mass pandemic. I will give you the basics. I will give you what you need to survive. But before I get into that, I just want to go off topic here. The last couple of shows, the interview with Kevin Killen, the interview with Matthew and Seneca Diamond, have grown my audience. And one thing I've heard from my new audience, and please, my old audience, tell me if this is true, is, holy cow, Tom, your intro is way too long, and your commercial breaks are way too long. So what I'm going to do right now, I am working on a new shortened intro, and I'm going to put my advertisements, instead of doing two advertisements back to back, I'm going to do one. And there may be four during a show, there may be three during a show, but I want to keep this show rolling, and I can see my retention as the show goes on. And I can see, and it's pretty funny, I can see when the intro starts, everybody fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, listen to the show, oop, there's a break, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, oop, the show starts again, I'm back up, and then it drops at a break. I want to keep this show going. Now listen, this show is a labor of love to me. I want to pay it forward to all of my listeners. So if you have anything that you want to advertise, promote, or anything like that, put it on the show. People do listen to this. And I think by me, instead of having a 2-minute break, just having a 30-second break, maybe a 45-second break, people are going to listen to it more. So that's what we're going to start on this show. And keep in mind, I'm working on a new intro. So if you tune into this show and you hear a different intro, don't freak out. It's just me trying to improve the show. And honestly, isn't that what the mantra of 2020 is all about? Increasing the listening pleasure of the Paranormal Patriot. So sit back, relax, open that mind, because when I come back, I'm going to tell you what the coronavirus is, what I think will happen in the future, and how to protect yourself. So again, sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You're listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back. Are already underway. Mark your calendars Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Be prepared for the third Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first two Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020 at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact. Okay, so I have received numerous emails. I mean multiple emails, multiple messages on Facebook, and they all have the same thing. It's the back of a Lysol can, and it highlights the fact that Lysol disinfects against the human coronavirus. And everybody says, look, they knew it was there. What? Why are we now worried about this? So the myth about the coronavirus right now is that it's a new virus. Well, in fact, technically, the strain or version of the coronavirus, which is now called the 2019 coronavirus or the Wuhan coronavirus, is new to humans, although previously they say it lived in animals. Now, that is up for discussion. At this point, they really don't know where it came from. There is more and more evidence that this may be a biological weapon that was manufactured in a laboratory. The city of Wuhan in China that is pretty much known to be the epicenter. Patient Zero emanated from Wuhan, China. There are two biological labs right on the outskirts of Wuhan that there is a pretty good assumption that these labs produced this virus, because there are things about this virus that do not make sense. There are traces of HIV in this virus. The DNA structure of this virus really doesn't emanate, and it doesn't exist in nature. So the general rule of thumb is this was a biological weapon that somehow got released. Now, when it was first released, they said, oh, it's from people eating bats and fruit bat soup, or it was from the Chinese cobra. Now, these were assumptions made, honestly, without any credibility. They just took the fact that bats or cobras could carry this virus and transmit it to humans, but they really didn't look into it. So everybody really seems to think that, oh, we just have to stop eating bats or whatever, do the Chinese eat cobras? Because really, if they do, that's horrible. But just stop eating that and the spread of the virus will stop. But that's not the case, because this virus, and this is where it gets scary. Now, the coronavirus is a known virus. It's essentially a cold virus. If you've had the cold or the flu, that's a coronavirus. The problem with this virus now is this has mutated to stage 2. And it is ready to mutate another time to stage 3. So this is a growing, mutating virus. I mentioned it before, and I mentioned it in jest before. 1819, 1820, 1919, 1920, we had pandemics. Is this our pandemic for the 21st century? That's to be seen. Now, I know, for those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, I know I got all fear-mongering, world's going to end when the Ebola virus was going around. But there's something different about this coronavirus. The government of China, and you can even say the governments of UK, Australia, Japan, and even the United States, they are completely shielding us from the real news and the real numbers about what is going on in China. Because they're telling us that it is just gradually spreading. But you go on YouTube, and I understand YouTube is not the almighty, the end-all be-all of sources, but there are medical experts that are saying, look, these people are completely underestimating the severity of this outbreak. And it is spreading across China by leaps and bounds. And if it spreads across China, it is going to spread across Asia. And when it spreads across Asia, it's going to spread across Europe. And then when it spreads across Europe, it's going to spread across America and South America. It's a natural cycle. This day and age where we, you know, back when the Spanish flu was around, I mentioned it before, it would take weeks to travel from Japan to the United States. Now it takes hours. So the spread of this virus is much, much more readily available. In other words, you can travel from China and you can come to the United States and spread this virus in hours instead of weeks. So there's really no way to contain it. So here's where my Facebook post comes into play. If you look at every zombie movie, I mean, really any good zombie movie, you see news broadcasts of cities being quarantined and the virus to reanimate corpses breaking out of those cities and spreading worldwide. You are seeing that right now in China. Wuhan, the Hunan province, other cities, and I'm talking not just little itty-bitty cities, I'm talking millions and millions of people are being quarantined inside of their homes. There is video on YouTube showing police officers in China welding. And trust me, go on YouTube, you can find this. This is how bad it is, and this is what you're not hearing on the mainstream media. And this is where I tighten my tinfoil hat and I say, all right, I'm going full conspiracy theory. I'm going down the rabbit hole and I'm digging another hole because I know how crazy this sounds. But I've seen the videos. I've seen the videos of Chinese authorities welding the doors of apartment complexes or people's houses so they cannot get out. I've seen the videos of them checking citizens on the street and grabbing them and putting them into cubes in the back of pickup trucks. Who knows where they're going? There are rumors, and I understand they're rumors. And I'm going to preface this by saying the rumors and they're unsubstantiated, but this is coming out of China, that there are rumors that they are just cremating the dead people who died from the coronavirus. And it's not 250, it's not 500, it's not 2,500, it's thousands of people. People in China are saying, in Wuhan, In the Wuhan province are saying there is a haze in their city from the bodies that they're cremating. If you think, honestly, the Chinese government is being honest about the number of people infected and the number of people that have died of the coronavirus, I have got a great bridge to sell you on some quality swampland. Honestly. If you are that dumb to believe that the Chinese government is telling you exactly what's going on, you are completely naive and you need to be slapped. Quite honestly, Because it is obvious that there is more going on. The Chinese government, there were maybe 500, 200, 300 new cases a day. Then all of a sudden, this past week, it jumped to 15,000 new cases a day of the Wuhan virus or the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. How did that happen? They said they changed their testing procedures. Listen, the Wuhan virus or the coronavirus can be a cold. It can be the flu. And that's the troublesome part of it. I've got a huge cold right now. I've been struggling with it for a week. I'm just getting over it. But I have been to work every day this week dealing with this cold and this chest congestion and this head that just pounds and pounds and pounds. Ideally, and I guess I had a fever, in China, I would be quarantined. There are people right now on cruise ships. I saw a video of a lady and her husband that were stuck on a cruise ship for, 16 days now it is? 16 days. Because two people on that boat were tested positive for the coronavirus. But now here is my issue. Two people on that ship tested positive for the coronavirus. At this point, 166 people are now testing positive. And this is after these people have been quarantined for well over a week. Now, I understand maybe this couple or these two people, they made the rounds. They greeted everybody. Hello, I am Wuhan and I have the coronavirus and welcome to the world of coronavirus. But it is a fact that now this virus has mutated and has become airborne. So now you have to ask yourself, these people on the ship, this ship is recirculating the air that goes throughout this whole ship. These people that are being infected with the coronavirus, are they just recirculating the air within the cabins? Listen, late March, I go to Mexico. My family and I are going to Mexico, and I am deathly afraid right now of A, being in an airport, and B, being in a plane with a bunch of people. Because when you're in a plane, what are you doing? You're always recirculating the air. So if there is anybody on that plane with coronavirus, what are you doing? Recirculating the virus. I am deathly afraid of that. I have told my, we're going to get into this later, but I have told my family, we are wearing masks on that plane and in that airport, and I don't care how stupid we look. We're going to be straight out of Japan, straight out of China, and we're going to look like everybody that goes through the airport there, and we're wearing a mask. Because at this point, you can't be too careful. So right now in America, we only have, as of this recording, I believe it's 12 or 15 confirmed cases. And they were all people who had been to China. But now, what I want to do is I want to play for you an audio clip. And this isn't from my show. This is from Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. But he had Farouk Ali, who is a business intelligence security specialist, consultant to Wall Street and investment securities sector analyst on his show. And he has breaking news, amazing news of what is going on with the coronavirus. So I'm going to play a couple of clips from Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. And when he talks to Farouk Ali, and this is some amazing, amazing information that you're not hearing from the mainstream media. But this is some actual, factual information in why we need to be afraid. What I want you to hear is I want you to hear what he says was intercepted by U.S. custom agents. Now, you may not think this is a big deal, but I'm going to go into why this is such a big deal. Listen to Farouk Ali and what he says was intercepted by U.S. custom agents on the west coast of the United States.
At about 2 days ago, U.S. Customs intercepted a container with full of $1 bills coming from China. They're all fake dollar bills, but they were coming from China into the United States.
Now, at the recording of this interview, 2 days ago, that would have been February 5th, I believe. Yes, February 5th, Wednesday, February 5th, that custom agents received a whole crate of counterfeit $1 bills. Now, listen, if you're a counterfeiter, you are not going to worry about $1 bills. If you are going to counterfeit bills, you are 50s, 100s, $1,000 bills, you're not going to worry with $1 bills. So if these were infected with the coronavirus, they were meant to go. And this is what Dr. Farouk Ali said, that they were meant to go to the casinos, to the convenience stores of everyday people. Ask yourself, if these were, and listen, there's a meme or there's a thing going around Facebook that says, hey, hold up, that bubble wrap you're popping has air from China. That's something to be worried about. Is this a biological warfare against America? Was this crate sent to America filled with $1 counterfeit bills that are full of the coronavirus? And that's not going to perpetuate against the rich people. That's going to perpetuate against the casino goers, the convenience store goers, the Walmart goers. It's going to go against everyday people. Let's be honest. For the last couple months in Hong Kong, there were huge protests against the government. And now there's none because nobody wants to be out in public. You have to ask yourself, was this the Chinese government perpetuating the coronavirus in a modified, manipulated form to quell the protesters in Hong Kong, and it got out of hand? Because right now, the Chinese government is severely underestimating the number of people that are infected and the number of people that are dying. There are people in Hong Kong, in China, everywhere, in the Wuhan province, in the Hunan province, that are stating that they are just burning these corpses of people that have died. And these aren't just a few corpses that they're burning. These are hundreds and thousands of corpses that they're burning. And there's just like a smog over these cities, and it's the corpses burning because they don't want this virus spreading anymore. This was something that they didn't plan on. This was a biological weapon that was released that just went out of control. And now it's spread beyond what they're able to contain. But the Chinese government is severely underestimating the numbers. They're telling the media, oh, we only have so-and-so thousand sick. There's only 20, 30, 40, 50 that have died. Well, now they can't hide it. 15,000 people in one day, they said, are infected now. 2,500 people in a day have died. That is a serious crisis. We all remember SARS and MERS. We were all worried about that. If you were old enough to remember that, we're like, oh, I hope I don't get SARS. This is nothing compared to that. because that only encapsulated maybe 100, maybe 150,000 people. This virus now, this mutated virus, has gone above and beyond that. And the death rate that this coronavirus, this new strand of the coronavirus, which we do not have a vaccine for, this coronavirus is killing 10% of its people. Now, you can say, oh, pfft, that's not anything, Tom. But when you think there are billions and billions of people on this planet, and the way this is spreading, it's airborne. It's airborne, people. That means if you are talking to somebody that has the coronavirus, they may not even know they have it, because what they originally thought was a 14-day incubation period. They would bring people in and quarantine them for 14 days and then let them go. Is now turning out, ooh, this may be a 24-day incubation period. So they've let all these people go. And they've let them out of quarantine. And they have given them 10 days to interact with people before they even have symptoms. They've given them 10 days to interact with people. How many people do you interact with in 10 days? 50? 25? 100? I guess it depends on what you do for a living. But you take that, let's say one person, let's say five people. How many people do those five people interact with over the course of 24 days? 50? You take those 50 people. And how many people do those people interact with over the course of 24 days? We'll go to the low side, even 100. How many people do those 100 people interact with over 24 days? 500? And you see how it expands, and it expands quickly, because the coronavirus, we don't understand that the coronavirus is just a cold. You know, we may get the sniffles, we may get a chest cold. I've been dealing with a chest cold for a week. And I've been going to work. I haven't been wearing a mask. I haven't been wearing latex gloves. I've been doing business as usual. Because at this point, I'm like, there is no way the coronavirus is coming to me. But I'm telling you what, as this thing goes on, my brother, multiple myself, he has been literally sick since Halloween. He came to my Halloween party sick. And he's had a couple good days, and then he gets sick for a week, has a couple good days, gets sick again. I called him this week, just tonight, to tell him, hey, here's my demo of this. Listen to it. He sounded like a 90-year-old man because he was so sick. His voice was gone. Is this the coronavirus? No, it's not the coronavirus. I'm pretty confident of that. But what I'm saying is, we don't know, because this virus that we are dealing with on this show, that I'm talking about on this show, literally, it's a cold. You had the sniffles, you have a fever, you have body aches, which can be construed as the flu or a cold. And you go to work just thinking, oh, I got a cold. But unbeknownst to you, you're spreading the coronavirus. Now, for those of you who think I'm a fearmonger, that this is just a virus that's going to run its course, and that may be, that really may be, but I'm telling you right now, I've got a bad feeling about this. As I said, I'm leaving for Mexico on March 25th in the morning, and I am terrified that I'm not going to be able to go, or when I go, I'm not going to be able to come back into this country without being quarantined. That's how scared I am of this virus. Dr. Li, who was the whistleblower of the coronavirus in China, for those of you who don't think there's a cover-up, I want to just submit Dr. Lee. Now, Dr. Lee, sorry, I'm losing my voice here. Dr. Lee was an optometrist in China who was seeing odd symptoms of his patients. And he started doing tests and he found that these patients were displaying a coronavirus that had not been seen before on the planet. That this coronavirus, the normal cold and flu virus that everybody gets every year, had somehow mutated. And he came on YouTube and he alerted the world to this. And the Chinese government made him renounce what he was saying, denounce that everything he said was wrong, and basically retract his statement, saying there's nothing to see here. We've all seen the comedy film where, you know, you have the fireman standing in front of a burning building saying, hey, there's nothing to see here. Keep moving, keep moving. That's essentially what the Chinese government was doing with Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee sounded the alarm, saying there's something going on here. There is a new strain of this coronavirus, which is extremely deadly, which is mutating rapidly to the point that we do not have any vaccine for this. And you need to know about this. It's very contagious. It's highly contagious, and it's airborne. And the Chinese government got a hold of Dr. Lee and said, you need to shut up. You need to retract everything you said. And he did. But Dr. Lee died of the coronavirus. What I want to play for you now, again, from Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. I love this show. If you haven't listened to it, please do. He has great information. This is a strange phone call he had from a man by the name of Jack. And on this episode of Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, they were talking about impeachment. And then Jack goes into Dr. Lee. And the minute he goes into Dr. Lee, the phone just shuts off. And keep in mind, Jack is on a landline phone. So was this cut off on purpose? You be the judge. Listen to what Jack has to say on Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
The program. We experienced a chilling moment on our show back when we were talking about impeachment. Jack, a regular caller from San Diego, was talking to us about the whistleblower ophthalmologist, Dr. Lee Wenliang, that basically blew the whistle about the Wuhan coronavirus, and he tried to give us an update about his health. Listen to what happened when he did it.
Did you hear the story about the Chinese ophthalmologist?
No.
Okay, now listen to this. There is a Chinese ophthalmologist in China in the Wuhan province, and in early December, he noticed that some of his patients had this weird virus, and he started contacting his peers, and it turned out that and the Chinese government had him arrested.
Jack, I just want to tell you something. Your phone, for some reason, it's being blocked.
Well, it's not. I hear the interference. I'm not surprised.
And it's blocking out everything you said about coronavirus.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So, in any event, the what's happened with the Chinese ophthalmologist, he was arrested, and he was told, you can't talk about this anymore. And he had to sign a document agreeing not to be spreading this through the internet, what he was...
Hello? What happened? Oh, my God. That was weird. It just went black. Jack, he's not there. He's gone. He's gone.
The line just it dropped, but we didn't get the hang up noise.
So at the end, that was his producer saying the line just dropped. We didn't get the hang up noise. So that phone call was literally cut right off. And if you think the Chinese don't have the ability to do that, and you don't think that they're listening to what we're putting on air, hell, that's why I record my show. They can't stop me when I record my show. It's the live stream. It's a radio broadcast and what Jack went through, where they can just cut that line off. There is, and trust me, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy. There is a concerted effort to hold back how deadly and how much this coronavirus has spread. Now, it is up to us to sit back and relax. Open that mind. I'm going to tell you what we need to do, because I'm telling you right now, the pandemic is coming, and it's coming to America. What do you need to do to make you and your family safe? I've gone through the manuals. I've read the books. I can give you tools that save you and your family's life. Stay with me. My name is Tom Velasquez. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back. Saturday, October 8th, 10 a.m., the 5th annual UP Bigfoot Conference. This year, it will be held in St. Ignace, Michigan at the VFW Hall. Speakers for this year include Ken Girard, Charlie Raymond, and guest speaker Trevor Christensen. For those of you who are interested in learning all you can about Bigfoot, this is the place to be. The 5th annual UP Bigfoot Conference. Vendor and food trucks are also available on site. Saturday, August 8th, 10 a.m., St. Ignace, Michigan at the VFW Hall. Come enjoy the day and learn everything you can about Bigfoot. Okay, so we know the coronavirus is widespread throughout Asia. Right now, the country of Vietnam has quarantined 10,000 people for fear that they have the coronavirus. There are cruise ships off the coast of Japan that are being just completely docked. They are not letting the passengers out of their rooms for fear that these people have the coronavirus. And on these ships, this is the scary part. Originally, there were two people that had the coronavirus. It's now up to, I think, 144. And these people are not leaving their rooms. So does that mean that this is airborne and it's going through the ventilation system and getting these people sick? Off the coast of America, New Jersey, there's people that are just docked that can't leave this ship because there are people that are coming from Japan. And of course, there are people screaming, oh, that's xenophobia. At this point, I don't care. This coronavirus, mark my word, you heard it on the Paranormal Patriot, is going to come to America. Yes, we have, 12 to 15 cases right now that we know of. And that's the key that we know of. That is what the media is telling us. How many are actually out there? And that's the problem. Because the coronavirus starts off as a sniffle. And it starts off as, ooh, I got a little fever and I got body aches. I attribute that to the flu. Now, where I live, and this is where my worry comes in. Where I live, my school district that my kids go to have a Strive for Five school district. In other words, they don't want the kids to miss more than 5 days per school year due to sickness, which is literally, in my eyes, unattainable. So all you're doing is you are forcing these kids to come to school with colds and flu and pneumonia and bronchitis, and you're passing that on to these other children just for funding. We had schools in my school district. There is a school called Louise Peacock. It's an elementary school, and it shut down for 2 days because there were so many students, little children, that were home with the cold, the flu, pneumonia, bronchitis. They had to shut the school down because there was nobody there. There weren't enough teachers to teach the class because everybody is sick. And that's what happens when you force these kids to go to school while they're sick. They go to school and they sit there. First off, they're miserable. They're not going to retain anything that you teach them because they're so miserable. Listen, school districts, kids will get sick. It happens in every school district around the country. I'm losing my voice. I'm still dealing with the crud that I dealt with last week. I swear to you, I don't have the coronavirus. Don't quarantine me. But listen, this is how you spread. This is exactly how this pandemic spreads. You make kids go to school when they're sick. These kids will transmit it because, listen, kids touch their face. Kids put fingers in their mouth. That is what they do. I am a notorious, myself, I'm a notorious nail biter. I get nervous. I bite my nails. My nails are growing because at this point I've made myself just stop. Stop. There's too much crap out there. I don't even want to run the risk. Do I think in my little town of Michigan that the coronavirus is in? Do I really think it's here? No, but I'm not going to take that chance. And I've got to set an example for my kids. Hey, you stop putting your fingers by your face. Stop touching your face. That's what we've got to do. How do you stop this from spreading? And it's simple. You wear a P95, or I think it's an M or an N100 mask, and it's got to be fitted securely around your nose and your mouth. You have to protect your eyes. You have to wear latex gloves. When this comes full blown to this country, if you are not doing that, you are not doing yourself any type of favors. That is the minimum you have to do, because there is going to be a day. I truly, truly believe that this is a pandemic that is going to spread in this country, and it is going to collapse economies. It is already starting to affect the Chinese economy. Listen, I'm a huge hockey fan. I was watching the Red Wings. I'm a huge Detroit Red Wings fan, even though they suck right now. But I'm a huge Red Wings fan, and they were talking about how there's a shortage of hockey sticks, Bauer hockey sticks, because those are made in China, and now you can't get anything from China. We, as a consumer in America, are reliant on Chinese products. Those Chinese products are going to go bye-bye, and we're going to have to deal with it, essentially. Let's face it, the majority of the products we use in everyday life come from China. we really need to look at buying American now. But the problem is, I fully anticipate this virus coming over to America. And what are you going to do? You need to buy masks. You need to wear latex gloves. You need to protect your eyes. Because let's be honest, people who are coughing and sneezing, most people don't have the common courtesy of covering it with their elbow or the crook of their arm. Most people just let it fly. I mean, look in any public area. Most people are coughing just and they're not even covering their mouth. Most people are sneezing. They're sneezing all over the Walmart basket that they're pushing around. And when you go to Walmart, you go to get one of those wipes and they're never there. They're always out because Walmart doesn't care. They just want your business. So you're going to grab that cart and you're going to push it around and you're going to contract that cold. You're going to contract that flu. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. The coronavirus is coming to America. And Americans are too complacent to even think about protecting themselves, let alone other people around them. It scares me. The coronavirus, the new mutated coronavirus that is mutating as we speak right now, it is saying, you want to develop vaccines for me? Zoop, I have mutated so that vaccine doesn't work. And it's going to be more deadly. It is going to kill more people. It has killed and infected more people right now than SARS ever did. This is a huge worldwide crisis. They are closing off cities. How many times have you seen airports in America screening and checking travelers for their temperature? This is something that the governments of the world know is a huge ordeal. They know this is a huge worry, but they don't want to tell us how bad they know it is. So they're just going to say, hey, we're going to screen here and we're going to screen here. I'm flying out of Detroit at the end of March. Detroit is one of the airports that is one of the coronavirus screening areas. So when I come back into the country, I'm going to be screened. How scary is that? This is the beginning of a bad zombie movie. This is exactly how outbreaks started. Except it wasn't from a monkey. This is a biological weapon that, for better or for worse, either got out by accident or was purposely let out. In my opinion, and this is my opinion, the Chinese government let this virus out to quell the protests in Hong Kong and across China against the government. And it went a little bit too far. That is my opinion. Listen, this is where me, who has studied this, is going to help you. You need numerous masks. And you can't just put like dust masks on. You have to have medical quality masks. You need to protect every extremity of your body, and that includes your hands, your feet, any exposed skin, plus your eyes. Protect it. Because how many times have you seen somebody sneeze and not cover their face, cover their nose, cover their mouth? And that stuff will spread all over. If it hits you in the eye, you're done. Cover your eyes. You need to be able to feed yourself. And a lot of the preppers are saying, oh, just 2 weeks is good, depending on the size of your family. I have a family of five here. I need a good month, maybe 2 months worth of food. And I'm talking about canned vegetables, canned meat, anything that will last a while. You need that. Water. You need water, because I'm telling you, when this pandemic comes, the water supply is going to be tainted because people are not going to go to work and be able to treat the water. Infrastructure, electricity is going to go down. You need to have candles, you need to have oil lamps, something to light. But on top of that, especially now in this area of the country in Michigan, right now, I woke up this morning, it was -3. You need to be able to find a way to heat yourself. But on top of that, and most importantly, when this time comes, God forbid this happens, but when society breaks down, you're going to have elements of the society take it upon themselves to take from the weak. You need to be able to defend yourself and defend your family. With that being said, you need to have guns. You need to be able to protect yourself. I am in the process now. I mentioned before, when I did the interview with Matt and Seneca Diamond, I mentioned that I don't have any guns here. I am currently in the process of buying assault weapons, rifles. I'm in the process of buying shotguns and pistols. I need to be able to protect my family. And money at this point is going to be worthless. Precious metals. Silver, gold, platinum, palladium. Keep that. Buy that right now while you can. Because when this pandemic hits, it's going to go through the roof and it's going to be unobtainable. I'm stocking up on silver. I'm stocking up on a little bit of gold. You need to be able to barter. When and if this all goes down, this will be a world you have never understood and you've never realized. It will be survival. You need to be able to defend your family. You would need to be able to provide for your family. And listen, there are going to be people that you trust that will turn against you, that will come to your home and beg for help because they have not prepared. And you need to be able to say, I don't have anything, and lie to their face, knowing that you have a full complement of food and water and ammunition to protect your family. But at this point, that's all there is your family. Stock up on food that will last well over a month. Give it 2-3 years. You also need to stock up on water. I have told my wife every time she goes shopping, grab a 24-pack of water bottles. I'm figuring it's at least 3 to 4 weeks minimum before it gets here, before we turn into a huge pandemic. It's coming. I'm telling you, it is coming. But 3 to 4 weeks at 24 is quite a bit of water. You need to be able to provide for your family. Food, water. Buy the ammunition right now. Buy your guns right now. There are people who will capitalize on the fact that society is in turmoil. And they will prey on the weak. Don't be the weak. And don't let anybody know what you have, like I just did. I know I have food. I have water. And I know I have guns. So anybody that wants to come take that, honestly, is taking it out of my dead hands. To my listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, I have had many important shows in the past. As it stands right now, I truly believe this is the most important. The coronavirus is not just a cold and flu virus. It is not being contained in China. It is spreading, and it is spreading like wildfire. We are not being told the truth. You need to protect yourself. And it is better if you do that sooner than later. I may be a fearmonger. I may be the glass half empty type of guy. But I would rather be safe than sorry. I would rather prep and have food on the ready, have water on the ready, have ammunition and guns on the ready. So if and when, because it is only a matter of when that actual pandemic cripples this country. I want to be ready, and I want you to be ready. I have given you what you need to know. You need to have food at least a month, if not more. You need to have water. You need to have guns and ammo. You need to board up your house and make it look like nobody's there. If you have a basement, honestly, live in your basement. And be wary, because there are people out there that will take advantage of the situation and try to steal what you have. And they will not be afraid to take your life to do so. You know, I've seen the movies, I've read the books of the pandemics and the end of the world. Trust me, it's human nature, survival of the fittest. Some people think ahead and are only there to protect their family, and that's good for them. There are other people that are there to wreak havoc, because that's how they're wired. You're going to deal with it. You need to be prepared. Let me know what you're going to do to prepare yourself at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, this week, I sent out a message on my Paranormal Patriot page and said, hey, I'm going to be doing a show on the coronavirus. Let me know what questions you have. And I sent it way too late. My goal is to have a show where I tell you what time the show is, and you can contact me through Messenger or however and ask me questions live during the show. It's kind of a prelude to the call-in show that I'm working on. But, ladies and gentlemen, this coronavirus is the real deal. I know I cried wolf at the Ebola virus, and quite honestly, we don't know what's going to happen with this coronavirus. Honestly, we don't. This may just fizzle out and do nothing. But from everything I'm seeing and everything that it's showing us, it's not fizzling out, it's growing. And the fact that our governments are hiding the truth from us should scare the living daylights out of you. This show is not meant to scare the living daylights out of you. This show is meant to give you information and to keep you informed. And I think this is what this show did. The coronavirus is real. The coronavirus is spreading. The coronavirus is mutating. And we don't have a vaccine for it. Yes, it kills 10 to 15%. Right now, there is about 50, 60,000 that they're saying, that the Chinese government are saying are infected. And roughly 1,000 people have died. But really, there are eyewitness accounts in China showing bodies being just pulled, just bulldozered into a hole and lit on fire. It's worse than we've been told. It's worse than we expected. And honestly, it's worse than we have ever imagined. I'm about ready to lose my voice here. And I'm going to cut the show off. Please take care of yourself. Take the precautions, masks, gloves. If you work in the public, be very wary. Before this happened, I would shake everybody's hand. Thank you for your business. I appreciate it. it doesn't happen anymore. I just say thank you. Any contact with anybody, because you don't know. You don't know anymore. And I know I'm sounding very end of the world, apocalyptic. But really, in this day and age, in the age of travel, where we can travel from continent to continent in an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, we don't know if that friend of a friend of a friend has been in contact with somebody from the Wuhan province and they had coronavirus. They received it from the person they talked to, and they talked to somebody else and they received it, and they talked to somebody else and they received it, and they talked to somebody else and they received it, and they talked to you. That's how it spreads. That's how these epidemics and pandemics spread. We need to be wary. I want you all to be safe. I want you all to be vigilant. I thoroughly believe that this pandemic is going to come to the United States. And when it does, I want my listeners to be safe. I want them to adhere to what I've been telling them. I want you to protect your family. And I want you to, and overall, survive. This is killing 10% of the people. I don't want you to be one of them. Be vigilant, be aware, and be safe. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be back next week.